Nashville Public Radio's music discovery station.
This is 91.1 WNXP Nashville. Live stream, sessions, ticket giveaways, and more
at WNXP.org.
This is 91.1 WNXP. I'm Justin Barney, and I am here with Chuki Momani Kondori for a very special set of music and a special announcement. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I'm really excited about this. Thank you for coming in. So the first song that we're going to play, unreleased, is a Main Street edit. Can you tell us about this one?
It's a Bob Seger and Gregorio Mamani edit.
Should we hit it?
Let's do it.
That is a never-before-heard edit from Chuki Momani Kondori, who's sitting across from me here. So we're here in Nashville. So what are your ties to Nashville, to Tennessee?
Well, my dad's from Tennessee, and I still got family here. My grams lives here. My auntie, Roxy, lives here. I shout out to her. Love her.
And last time we were talking, you said that your dad was a minister growing up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what did he listen to? What did your mom listen to? How did that inform, like, what we just heard there?
I think my dad likes country music, and my mom likes country music, but my dad's country music is North America. My mom's country music is South America. And so I think what I play, especially when I mix, it's just like a blend of that. Elders call it Eagle Condor.
And last time you were saying that you grew up, did you say you weren't able to listen to secular music?
Oh yeah, there was a time when my dad was in theology school and he was going hard. He was going hard, yeah, and yeah, secular music wasn't exactly welcome.
So what did you listen to?
Church music.
Yeah. Did you listen to some classical?
Yeah, you know, that's how I got into classical music, is that way. Because, you know, no one's going to say no to classical music, you know.
True.
That's like the loophole.
Yeah. What was your first music experience making music?
Well, that's interesting because we have our gift from a ceremony that my grandpa did for me, my brother, and my cousin brother.
Mm-hmm.
They take this little, it's almost like a lute made out of an armadillo, and they tune it at a spring. And they say like the mermaids or the devil, which our word supai actually means like an ancestral ghost.
Mm-hmm.
You get the songs from there when the instrument's given back to you, and it's mysteriously tuned somehow, and that's where we get our music. But my parents tried later on when we were making more money as a family, you know, the middle class coming of age moment where you're forced to take piano lessons, and it never stuck. In fact, I heard another musician tell me that there's such a thing as dyslexia with music and with reading. Like sheet music, and I'm pretty sure that's what I had.
But then you were like, you still wanted to make music, or?
Well, I think that my takeaway from that is I ended up having a good piano teacher after like going through 70,
mm-hmm.
Who just decided to show me how to use like a synthesizer.
Mm. Let's listen to another song.
Okay.
So this is "Can't Take My Eyes Off Missing You."
Yeah, it's a Lady A edit with Flatland Calvary, one of my favorite bands.
All right, let's get into it.
I know that the bridges that I burned along the way have left me with these walls and these scars that won't go away. And opening up has always been the hardest thing until you came. So lay here beside me, just hold me and don't let go. This feeling I'm feeling is something I've never known. And I just can't take my eyes off you, and I just can't take my eyes off you. I love when you tell me that I'm pretty when I just wake up.
But the truth is, I'm not scared at all. You climbed my walls, so lay here beside me. Just hold me and don't let go. This feeling I'm feeling is something I've never known. And I just can't take my eyes off you. And I just can't take my eyes off you.
Sonido.
Stay here beside me, just hold me and don't let go. And oh, this feeling I'm feeling is something I've never known. And I just can't take my eyes off you. And I just can't take my eyes off you.
Playing some unreleased mixes from Chukwumamani Kondori here on 91.1 WNXP in Nashville. You want to talk about this next song that we're going to play?
Sure, yeah. This one's an edit of the song Dirt Road Anthem with my colleague Kalela singing over it. The vocals from a track we worked on together through a mutual friend of ours like years ago called... Final Exam. It was, yeah.
And what is Dirt Road Anthem?
Dirt Road Anthem is just a really good country track.
From?
I think Jason Aldean sings it.
Like how do you put the, like, how do you decide that, like, you're going to do, like, Jason Aldean? You do a lot of the like, pop country. Are you listening to pop country?
I do, yeah.
You do?
I love it, yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, I'm going to mix this with...
Yeah, you know, you're listening to the instrumental, and you're like, wait, this vocal would hit so much better with this music, you know? And nowadays you can do it. You can just cut it up.
All right, well, let's do it. This is Kalela, Dirt Road Anthem.
Yeah.
91.1 WNXP. I'm Justin Barney with Chuki Mamani Kandori doing a special DJ set. We're going to make a special announcement later in the set. We got to do some public radio things. We're going to go right into another unreleased song from Chuki Mamani Kandori right after this message.
WNXP is funded by you, our listeners.
In the Basement East, presenting Witches on the Inter Afterlife World Tour on Friday, March 27th. Ticket information at thebasementnashville.com.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines. Your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 bayou, babe. From the bayou to Kentucky. City to the country. I'm here to Timbuktu. Boy, after a long day, you know there ain't no wrong way to drive my crazy, crazy. In a 4x4 bayou. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Right there beside.
Ellie, what was that song?
That was a Laney edit with some strings behind it.
I'm Justin Barney here with Chuki Mamani Kandori, and we're playing some unreleased songs. We're here in Nashville, and Nashville is like the biggest music industry, music city, and it has all these like the record labels, and a lot of people move here for the music industry, and yet you feel so removed from it. Why is that?
Maybe because I live in Smyrna. I don't know. I didn't move here for the point of music. It was just, you know, it was a thing to do. So, well, yeah, I'm still a little dissociated. I'd love to have more friends. Anyone, any other musicians trying to make friends, hit me up.
It's a place where people like to collaborate. Your music isn't on streaming or Spotify or Apple Music. Why is that?
Well, I didn't realize how much money I was losing. All the contracts I had or agreements I had, it was never sorted out. And so like I didn't realize like anything about how the streaming worked.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally got all my shit off there and then, decided not to put it back. You know, I feel like the tides might change too. It's like, you know, the people who fund streaming and stuff, you know, they're not good people. Yeah.
You were saying before that you felt like you were out of time with the rest of the world.
Well, yeah, you brought up my great-great-grandparents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your great-great-grandma was a Bolivian leader?
Yeah, an Aymara leader. You know, Aymara, well, they call it our nation, but it's a language spoken, a Native American language, and we're many nations. You could say the Aymara nations, and we belong to the great Pacahaki nation. And so she was like a medicine woman and a leader. Her and my great-great-grandpa Francisco, and they, I don't know how you translate it, cacique apoderado, like it's like a chief of chiefs.
Mm.
And they brought education to the community. They he was put in jail a lot for fighting for our people. He revindicated the sovereignty of our nation by taking the papers of enslavement. It took them because allegedly we were enslaved by being told we were paying taxes to Spain.
Mm.
And somehow the Spanish loved putting everything on paper. So he had those papers and he took them to the court and was like, see, we paid for our land.
Mm.
And they honored that, at least within the Republic of Bolivia.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's some what he's famous for.
How does that inform what you do? How do you live with that heritage?
Well, like I told you, you know, we got our gift of music from my mom's nation, from that's our medicine. And so like we have this thing called Aini, which is basically reciprocity.
Mm.
And so like because we were given that gift, like we're perpetually indebted to give back.
So your music is a part of that?
Yeah.
Let's play some more of it. We've got some more edits here from Chuki Mamani Kandori, and he's going to be making a big announcement here in a bit on 91.1 WNXP here in Nashville.
Yo quiero tu labio de fuego.
It's 91.1 WNXP here in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm here with Chuki Mamani Kandori playing some completely unreleased music, and we have an announcement. So?
Well, our band, Los Tutanaka, we're going to be releasing a new, I guess you could call it like an EP single that comes with a book, and it's called Waka, and it's our word for... Well, people use it to refer to like a sacred thing or place, but it literally means like a split. And for us, the split, that that dehiscence, that like is something really sacred. But yeah, we're doing it. The translation of the text is in collaboration with our friends Shana and Eber and their group, their company. Chama, Native Americas LLC.
So it's going to be, so what is the, what's the context of the book, the content of the book?
The book is, it's on a really old oral history of ours, about the, birth of the sun. And, it's sort of like an assemblage of every source we could find, oral and in the archive. And just kind of put together in a cohesive way. And then, yeah, all translated into Aymara again. Yeah.
How did you start this project?
A long time ago. And things just sort of came together in this way now, which, you know, is exciting for us.
When you say it's our story, our language, who's the our?
I'm talking about the Aymara nations, the many nations, like for us, the great Bakahake nation, part of the, that all speak the Aymara language, Hake Aru, you'd say. Yeah.
And so you're translating it from which language into which?
Well, I think, you know, it starts like in Uru, Quechua, and Aymara, and then it went to Spanish, and then to English, and then back to Aymara again.
So it'll be released in English or Aymara?
Aymara. Mm-hmm.
And when is it going to be out?
Before we go on tour, so early April.
How long is it?
The story?
Yeah.
Oof, I don't know, 15 pages maybe.
Cool. There it is. We're going to have the book. What's the name of it?
Waka. Waka.
All right, let's play another song. This one is Love Never Broke. Painkiller edit.
Oh yeah, this is my husband. I terrorize him with this Vince Gill song all the time, and I want to dedicate this to him. I love you, Travis.
Never. picture that I carry. One we made some time ago. When they ask who's in the picture with me, I say just someone I used to know. Just someone I used to spend some time with. Just a
someone I used to know, edit from Chuki Momani Kondori. Never before heard, first heard here on 91.1 WNXP, and Ellie's sitting across from me. And so just a little announcement. Let's go through it again. It's going to be a book, three songs, titled
Waka. Waka.
And when is it going to be out?
April 3rd.
And how is it, is it going to be digital, released on what?
First digital, and then by the time we're done with tour, there'll be a physical, a CD with the book as the booklet.
Okay, right on. And we have next, we have a couple of songs from your brother. What did you bring from him?
He just released a record this year called Anata, which is related to this the ceremonies we do, like in February.
What are those?
It's around water. It's like, for us, they say it's when the Mother Earth opens her eyes, and that's sort of represented by the rainbow and, you know, all the moisture and the sound of the spring.
So let's play the, how do you say this song?
Dakini.
Thank you.
WNXP is funded by you, our listeners.
And Vanderbilt's Master of Liberal Arts and Science program, offering a variety of interdisciplinary evening courses with flexible scheduling for working professionals and lifelong learners. Now accepting applications. Details at vanderbilt.edu/MLAS. And EF Financial, empowering women investors with personalized strategies. EF Financial, a woman-owned company, investing for women by women. More information and disclosures at ef-financial.com.
Justin Barney here on 91.1 WNXP with Chuki Mamani Kondori. That was some of your brother's music. His production style is so, you know, I've heard, so you were, your album was voted number one album of the year by Pitchfork. How did that feel?
It felt good, but, you know, at this point, you know, I stopped looking at reviews and stuff. I had to learn how to get the skin for it, you know, to hear all the opinions and stuff. My brother's better at that. And so I was kind of a little, it didn't really click.
Has it changed things for you?
Oh yeah, for sure. But I think the whole moment's changed. I feel like people are looking at artists who play guanyo and a lot of the ceremonial music from Peru and Bolivia and South America. So it's kind of like a moment.
Why do you think this changed?
The market is thirsty all the time. They're always trying to find new stuff. You know, the collection of Americana has been going on since the 16th century. I mean, it's baked in there.
Yeah. I've heard in a lot of, like, listening to that, a lot of people describe it as being, like, hypnotizing, that style. And I've heard some people say, you know, it can be difficult. Like, you hear all the redlining in there. Like, why make it difficult, you know?
I don't think the effort is difficult. It's just, again, it comes out of the water ceremonies. And so that's those repetitions and that layering that you hear. And that's what is in that story, the birth of the sun. Because it's sort of like everything before there was any time, this undifferentiated, like, ocean. And these repetitions start happening. It's like a humming. And the song gets louder and louder, and it generates heat and color. And it generates so much heat that by accident, the star is born. And in that moment when the star is born, we see each other for the first time. But it's sad because we're also separated for the first time. And so there's that bittersweet moment right before everything's burned up by the sun. And so that those textures, right, that's everything that you hear.
Let's end it with a song from your brother here. What about this one? Anata?
Anata, yeah, the title track of the record, in honor of the ceremony, the Mother Earth opening her eyes. Shout out to all the moms, all the moms of the moms, the moms, the dinosaur Oyate.
Well, thank you. We're going to go out on this one. So, Chukwimana Kindori, thank you so much for being on Public Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And so we'll have the book and the three songs out April 3rd. Look for it on the internet. And thanks for listening.